Chapter 4. La Farmacia Familia was a small operation that appeared to Bosch to rely mostly on the business of filling prescriptions. In the front section of the store, there were three short aisles of shelved retail items relating to home remedies and care, almost all of them in Spanish language boxes imported from Mexico. There were no racks of greeting cards, point-of-purchase candy displays, or cold cases stocked with sodas and water. The business was nothing like the chain pharmacy scattered across the city. The entire back wall of the store was the actual pharmacy, where there was a counter that fronted the storage area of medicines and a work area for filling prescriptions. The front section of the store seemed completely untouched by the crime that had occurred there. Bosch moved down the aisle to the left, which brought him to a half door leading to the rear of the pharmacy counter. He saw Gooden squatting down behind the counter next to the first body, that of a man who appeared to be in his early 50s. He was lying on his back just behind the counter, his hands up and palms out by his shoulders. He was wearing a white pharmacist jacket with a name embroidered on it.
"Harry, meet Jose," Gooden said. "At least he's Jose until we confirm it with fingerprints. Through and through, gunshot to the chest."
He formed a gun with his thumb and finger as he gave the report and pointed the barrel against his chest.
"Point blank?" Bosch asked.
"Almost," Gooden said. 6 to 12 inches. Guy probably had his hands up and they still shot him." Bosch didn't say anything. He was in observation mode. He would form his own impression about the scene and determine if the victim's hands were up or down when he was shot. He didn't need that information from Gooden. Bosch squatted and looked across the floor around the body, and bent down further to look under the counter.
"What is it?" Lourdes asked.
"No brass," Bosch said. No ejected bullet casings indicated one of two things to Bosch. Either the killer had taken the time to pick up the casings, or he had used a revolver, which did not eject bullet casings. Either way, it was notable to Bosch. Picking up critical evidence showed a cool calculation to the crime. Using a revolver could indicate the same. A weapon chosen because it would not leave critical evidence behind. He and Lourdes moved into the hallway to the left of the pharmacy counter. The 20-foot passageway led to the work and storage areas and a restroom. There was a door at the end of the hall with double locks and an exit sign as well as a peephole.